We are up to Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph, and we'll be doing Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. En Yotzim B'teva V'kupa U'machtzeles. Say it's raining, so someone wants to put a little closet on himself. He wants to walk around with a box. He wants to walk around with a window shade. All of these things are aser because they're not begadim. Ava yotzim besak v'yuria v'chamila pirish begadim gasim. What exactly is this? So we're talking about a sack that people actually wear. There's a machlokis if we mean literally a sack. Or if what we're talking about is clothing made of sackcloth, which means very healthy clothing. The Mishnah Berurah leaves that as a tzarachin. And he says that whatever it is, it's got to be something that at least the shepherds wear. It's got to be something that some people wear. Because the halacha is that if something is a beged to some, it has a shame beged to everybody. Sif Chav Beis. Yotzin b'mochu svog shal hamaka l'fish v'shehen marapim. We're talking about clothing. There's a machlokas rishonim if it's worn out clothing bedafka or new clothing that you put on a makkah, that you put on a wound because they are marape hilka chevakam otachshit. Something that is worn for refua is considered a tachshit. V'chein klipas shum ubatzel. The same goes for the outer shell of an onion or garlic. O b'ispalonis, or with a bandage, umalug maratiya she'aleha, with whatever medication is on it. So these are all things that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, because since they're l'refua, they're considered a tachshit. V'mnoflu me'aleha le'yachsireno, whereas if they fall off, you can't put it back. V'kolshkin shlo yitnim b'tchila, and you're certainly not allowed to put them on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with the halachas of Hotzah. This is because of medicine. Since you're not a chola, since the person is just, he has a mechush, the halachi is that he's not allowed to go and put it on Shabbos, because that's in the gzeir of shtika samamonim of things that are l'refua. Aval aser, so that you're allowed to leave it on and walk outside with it, but you couldn't put it on Shabbos. Aval aser lichro chuto mashicha lamaka lotzisbo, but you're not allowed to go ahead and simply wind around the maka a string. The kibin de shena marapim have a masui, because these things don't heal and it's considered a masui. Avol be igut shekorach alaratia shalotipol, the bandage that you're putting around whatever it is that's the medicated thing that you're putting on the hand that it shouldn't fall, yochol leilachbo, you're allowed to walk with it. The kosher matiro, you can tie it and open it. We're not talking about maleches kosher. What he means here is that you're allowed to put it on Shabbos itself. Now, what's pshat in that? The retia is sitting there. You're allowed to tie the thing that holds it in place on Shabbos. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. The Tur shita is that you can only have something on you that is medicated or that beteva heals. The Rambam shita is that you're allowed to go put something on yourself. You're allowed to wear on Shabbos a bandage simply to keep a bruise or a cut from getting filthy. Or from getting scratched. Now, la'alocha, the gros seems to go with the shitas that anything that will be megin on the makkah is considered a tachshit and is not considered carrying. Now, with regard to something that is holding down this medicated piece, the halacha is that it's mutter because it is completely bottled to it, because when you're done, you throw out this bandage. But if it would really have a chshivas on its own, then that would have been aser too, unless it is serving a purpose. So according to the Gra, the purpose of keeping it from getting scratched is also valid.